Interesting stuff. And now from angry people, stressed people to angry people. So I'm going to have to let go of this balloon. There we go. That was the balloon, I swear. Anyway, talking about angry people, we often describe angry people as having a sudden rush of blood to the head. But actually, now research from scientists in the US, published in the journal Cardiovascular Ultrasound, suggests this week that it might actually be true. Now, this is research by Tasneem Naqvi and Han Hyun, who are using ultrasound to look at blood flow in the brain in response to mental stress, and also how the main artery to the brain, the carotid, responds under these circumstances. Now, it's quite a small study. They took 10 healthy young people who were aged 19 to 27. They took 20 older people aged 38 to 60, and then they took 28 people with hypertension, that's high blood pressure. And the researchers set these volunteers a series of tasks designed to cause them mental stress. Now, this doesn't involve freezing cold water, but it involves reading maths tests, pretty stressful, and remembering situations when they were really angry. And at the same time, they used ultrasound to monitor the effects on blood flow in the brain, blood pressure and heart rate, things like that. Now, what they found is that in healthy volunteers, when you do something called stressful, you think about something stressful or you do a stressful activity with your brain, the blood flow increases to your brain through a process called vasodilation. And this is where the blood vessels get wider to allow more blood through. You get more oxygen, more nutrients, all that kind of stuff. But intriguingly, in patients with high blood pressure, this is known as hypertension, they didn't see this vasodilation. They didn't find these significant changes in blood flow in the brain.
And what do they suggest that might actually mean?
Well, it's only a very small study at the moment, but it's got some really interesting implications because the researchers suggest that this lack of vasodilation in people with high blood pressure could be a risk factor for strokes. And it's known that a lack of vasodilation in the heart can lead to an increased risk of something called myocardial ischemia. This is a lack of oxygen in your heart muscle. So it would be really interesting to see if the lack of vasodilation in the brain in people with high blood pressure could actually increase the risk of stroke. That's a lack of blood and a lack of oxygen in certain parts of the brain. Now, the results also do raise an interesting question as to whether this lack of blood flow in the brain in people with hypertension could maybe affect their mental performance. When they're faced with stressful tasks or things to do, maybe could possibly explain some things like Alzheimer's or other even cognitive diseases. So, you know, there's some really interesting questions raised by this, but it's still very early work.
And as you say, small number of people, bigger group of people would be more informative. But it is very important because obviously strokes, brain damage because of impaired blood flow to the brain is a major cause of death and disease worldwide, isn't it? So
yeah,
very important to understand that.
Really sort of fascinating inklings that this might be at work.